Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. Today on the show, I have Victoria Gallagher, and we talk a lot about manifestation and the law of attraction. So even if you're not woo-woo, you might find this really, really interesting. I fully believe that what you put out there is what you get back. So listen to this show and see what you think, and I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts. So without further ado, here she is. Just a really quick one before the episode starts. On the 5th of March at 8 p.m. UK time, I am starting my free 3-day challenge. So this is for anyone within the beauty space, that's hair, beauty, aesthetic, salon owner, rent a room, work from home, no matter what background you are, this challenge is for you to be able to make more money within your business, and it's completely free. See in the show notes below the link, just fill out your email and you will get your confirmation there to show you where to go for the challenge. See you all then.
Are you a trainer with a salon or an academy and would love to grow with government funding, but just need some help and support? Or maybe you're somebody that would like to start your own academy or even just train. Get in touch today with TMB to help you on this journey. See our link in the show notes.
Victoria, welcome to Life of KG. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Tell everyone whereabouts you are.
Oh, I am in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's 66 degrees, beautiful, sunny. It's, it's not too cold, not too hot. It's just perfect.
Oh, I'm not jealous at all. It was -5 this morning.
Oh, geez. Oh, and whereabouts are you?
I'm near London in the UK.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell by your accent, you sound like that's where you're from, but I didn't want to make any assumptions. I mean, so -5 degrees. Is this Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Celsius.
Okay. All right. I don't really know how to do the conversions, but
yeah, no, I'm not sure. That as well. But yeah, I can't wait for summer. Just cannot wait for summer.
Me too. I love it when it's hot. It gets super, super hot here. It gets into the hundreds and Fahrenheit. and it's amazing. I love it.
I love it. So give us a little intro. Tell us about you and what you do.
Yeah. So I am a hypnotherapist, law of attraction, manifesting coach, speaker, author. I've been in the field of hypnosis since 1999. I have written about right now 4 books. I have an amazing hypnosis app, online courses. I love helping people to believe in themselves and believe in their dreams and make their dreams become a reality, particularly in the area of, entrepreneurship, things that I've excelled in and things that I have overcome those struggles, that I understand what people are going through. That's what I like to help people do, that, help people manifest their soulmate, which I did. I'm going to be married for 15 years in May, wow, to my soulmate.
Oh, yeah. How lovely. So do you have a backstory of why you're so interested in hypnosis and the law of attraction? Like, did that affect you at some point? And you was like, oh my God, I love this.
Yes, in a way. So right before I became a hypnotherapist, I was a financial consultant. I was, in that field, stockbroker, earning a 6-figure income. Really felt like I had my whole life ahead of me, everything working out just great. I was married to different person at the time, in a different house at the time. I was 28 and everything seemed like it was going great, but I kind of reached this point where I was burnt out, unfulfilled. I just didn't have any passion for what I was doing. And so that kind of led me to taking all these personal growth seminars, reading all these books, and all of that, like soul searching, kind of led me to deciding that I wanted to bring hypnotherapy into people's homes and, you know, allow people to, you know, do it on their own without having to go anywhere, without having to take a seminar, without having to, you know, read 1500 books, you know, and just be able to make these transformations in the comfort of their own home. And so that's when I stumbled upon a hypnotherapy certification training that was just happening in 2 weeks down the street. And I was like, oh, this is exactly what I need as a credential to put together these recordings. And that's what sort of led me ultimately to my path to, you know, start making hypnotherapy recordings. I've created about 1,000 hypnotherapy recordings now. And, you know, and that kind of, you know, obviously went into other things, public speaking, coaching, you know, putting together courses. I even teach people how to, you know, create their own hypnotherapy recordings and, you know.
Wow. I've had it done once. I had it done for anxiety, and it helped me so much. So much. And it had, I had like a fear of public speaking, and I have to do quite a bit of public speaking. So I was like, I need to just get over this. So I had it for that as well. And it's actually amazing how much it works. I'm still very nervous, but I can do it now.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it really does help for all those things. I had the same thing. I used to get these anxiety attacks. I was living in LA at the time, and I used to get them while I was driving, and it wasn't like I had any kind of fears of driving. It was just that, you know, if it happens once, then you start to, especially if it's bad enough, you can start to like develop a little bit of, you know, pattern association with driving. And so you have to break that anchor. And so hypnotherapy is great for doing things like that, for, you know, rearranging the patterns in our mind, because, you know, we tend to associate things just to make our life simple. And the other thing you mentioned about public speaking, I mean, that's definitely something that's like the number one biggest fear. People would actually rather die than speak in public. And I, you know, I had a little bit of that. I had a little bit of fear of flying. So I've used it on myself for probably a dozen things. I think probably the biggest thing I end up using it for was getting over my fear of like dentists and doctors and needles and all that kind of stuff. So that it came in handy for that.
So if someone was to download your app, then are all your recordings on there? And so they don't have to go to a therapist or anything like that.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. I wanted to make it really, you know, easy for people to just get access, you know, in a very affordable way. I mean, you know, it's not free. You do have to pay a monthly subscription for it, but, you know, it's much, much less expensive than the alternative of, you know, going and, you know, seeing, I mean, people will pay thousands of dollars for multiple sessions with a hypnotherapist, including myself. And, you know, nothing really replaces a live person. But, you know, if you most problems, you know, can be pretty easily resolved by just programming yourself and listening to these hypnotherapy recordings.
Do you recommend them listening before you go to bed? Because I remember I had like a session with the therapist, and then I had the recording, and then every night I would like fall to sleep with it. And it just, I can't believe how much it helped me.
You know, there's different schools of thought that say that, you know, like, so the subconscious mind's always listening. It's always open. And, you know, so some people do It's okay if you fall asleep, listening to them. Nothing bad is going to happen if you do fall asleep, but they're much, much more effective when you are interacting, because there's, I'll suggest, oh, visualize this or feel this. And when you're interacting and, taking those suggestions and actually visualizing those things, it works, it's much, much more effective.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're also into the law of attraction. I can see the books behind you.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit more on this subject. What does the law of attraction, first of all, mean? Because I think a lot of listeners mostly won't even know.
Yeah. So law of attraction is really about, ultimately, you attract whatever you spend the majority of your time focused on, whatever you're in alignment with vibrationally, and of course, whatever you are taking action toward.
So one thing then that would spring to mind straight away is, what if bad stuff happens? And would you say that then I've attracted that to me?
It really depends. It's not like a hard and fast rule. I mean, essentially, yes. Especially, if it's something that you have been thinking about, like a lot of times what happens is people worry a lot. A lot of times people worry about the worst thing happening. And when you're worrying about things, that can actually have a tendency to bring that about, because when you're worrying and you're visualizing, you're picturing, and you're, kind of going through these motions in your mind, your subconscious mind doesn't really know the difference between, whatever you're thinking about, whether it's real or whether you're just imagining it. So it kind of it stands to reason that if you can create good things to happen in your life through the power of law of attraction, then you can also create bad things. But I don't like to say that, people who have been, victimized by, bad, really, really bad things, that they drew everything to them. And, it's not a hard and fast rule, but it does, what you think about, you tend to bring about.
Because I remember first hearing about like the law of attraction and like manifestation when I read The Secret one day, and that was absolutely years ago. And then I loved it. But then I remember getting really freaked out, actually, because I was like, oh my God, I can't think that, because then what if that comes true? And I did get myself in a bit of a state about it. I mean, I was a lot younger, but if anything bad or anything come to my head, I was like, oh my God, I can't think that. And I'd get in a state thinking, well, I thought it, so now it's going to happen. But I come to realize that doesn't happen. And then literally go over it and over and over it.
You do. You really have to put quite a lot. And, there's actually more to it than just our thoughts. It really is a predominant way of thinking. So if your predominant way of thinking is like, oh, the world sucks, I just only attract, bad people to me, I can never attract, anything good, and you're just constantly feeding yourself these negative things, then, you're bound to create more negativity. But it's not like as simple as like, oh, you think of like one negative thought, and then that's going to draw that negative thing to you. It's, it would be great if that were true, because then you could think, oh, I'm going to win the lottery, and then boom, you're going to manifest all kinds of wishes, all kind of riches. And, it doesn't happen quite that simply. There's a little bit more of a process involved.
How would you then explain that process? Because I guess, well, I know here, I'm guessing it's the same where you are, but people have like dream boards, goal boards, and then they'll maybe do that once a year, they'll stick it on their wall, and then like they'll manifest that way. I always think that that's good to do. Like I do that with myself, I do that with my teams, I do that with my little one. But then I'm like, you also have to do something to get to that place also. Like, it's not like you Absolutely. Can look at that every day and it's just going to, like, new car's going to arrive on your drive because you've looked at this dream board all year.
Absolutely.
What would you say?
So it, yeah, that's part of the process. And, that's really just a tool. And the tool is just to cause you to, keep it at the forefront of your mind. And, it causes you to, think about it. It causes you to, but it should also stir up enough, emotion and energy and motivation to want, have you wanting to do something toward that. And generally, the process kind of goes, we have a desire, we think about our desire, we start to like get in touch with like what would I need to be thinking versus, what have I been thinking? Because a lot of times it starts out that people have a desire, but then they're complaining about not having it. And so we, want to train our minds to start to think in terms of what do we want. And that is a big, big part of it is really just training our minds to think about what we do want. And then, visualizing. And the visualizing is where the dream boards and things like that come into play. And then it's also what's really important is getting our subconscious beliefs on board, because as a hypnotist, that's really where I bring hypnosis into this whole strategy and this whole approach is that we have limiting beliefs for the most part that are counter to what we want. And so that's just another part of the piece of the puzzle is really dealing with and getting yourself to actually believe without a shadow of doubt that you are going to manifest this thing. Once you really get yourself to believe it, feel it, you're going to be presented with ideas, insights, intuition, that tell you what to do, that basically say, go here, call that person, open up that business, open up that bank account, whatever it is that you need to do to take a step toward that goal, you actually do want to act on those things and taking inspired action rather than forced actions, things that, don't really feel so good. And then also being kind of open to all the opportunities, all the possibilities, realizing that, there's not just one way that our goal could come to fruition. A lot of times people get a little disappointed or frustrated because, they're focused on like it has to come about this exact way. And when it doesn't, then they start to like, experience the fears and the doubts. And so we want to be open and let it go and that's where we do want to allow. That's where people, I think, kind of get a little bit of the confusion about the universe doing everything for you. It's not that the universe is going to do everything for you, but the universe is going to step in and sort of direct the process a little bit and give you clues as to, which way to go.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, actually. You work with quite a lot of entrepreneurs, don't you?
I
In
do.
business.
That's, yeah.
Do you find that helps like loads in business then? Is that would you say it's quite a strong point to have within business?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of my favorite things to do because, it really, it deals with all the issues, that people have. People have like, issues with, lack of abundance or lack of, worthiness and deserving and, or, a failure mentality, fear of failure, fear of success. And so, I deal with all kinds of issues like that, when it comes to entrepreneurs and helping them to, really believe in their ideas, their ability to succeed in their business and to grow their business, get their money beliefs out of the way and, and help them to, become even more creative, and it helps in so many different ways.
I bet you hear the money part a lot, don't you? That's like a block for so many people to stop growing. They either don't believe that they can make that money, or they're worthy of that money, or they're scared to make money, or some people just think they're not good enough to like even get that far in business.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, then there's also the tendency that, you know, a lot of people like, you know, don't feel like, yeah, like they feel like they need to give everything away for free. And, you know, and that, or they have beliefs about that and stories about other people, about how much other people are willing, you know, to pay. So they'll just reject themselves before anybody even has a chance, you know, to reject, you know, them. But yeah, money beliefs definitely comes up quite a bit. And, you know, that's where, again, we have to go back and look at the truth and look at, like, are these beliefs, is it really true that there's not enough money to go around? Is it really true that, you know, that you can't afford something? You know, so many times when people say these things over and over to themselves, they believe it, they step into those beliefs, or they heard these things growing up. And so we have to just examine those beliefs and, you know, turn them around and turn them into new, empowering, successful beliefs that really, ultimately, if you say the same thing over and over again, whether it's negative or positive, you're going to begin to believe it. And then you're going to, once you believe something, if you believe something, then there's no stopping you from taking action. I mean, like, you believe, just like, all I have to do is walk across the street and get that money, you're going to walk across the street to get the money. If you believe that all you have to do is get on a plane and go here and go there, you know, and you know that's going to happen, then you're going to do it. You know, if you believe that all I have to do is, you know, open up, you know, this business, call 10 people, and, you know, you're going to do whatever those actions are because you believe it. And so that's what prevents most people from taking action, is they don't have the belief. They have the doubt. What if it doesn't work?
Yeah, because I was going to say, what would you say is the biggest reason that people fail to manifest? It's just because they don't believe in it at all.
Yeah, and your beliefs ultimately dictate your actions. Mm. You take actions, you know, your actions and your results are like mirrors for what you believe. So if you want to know what your beliefs are, simply take a look at your life, take a look at what you have, and that is exactly the level of belief that, you know, that you have. The moment you change these things and all these other, you know, the thinking, the visualizing, the using the vision boards, all of that really is designed for one thing, and that's just to get you to believe. And that's you know, because you have to believe in order for you, you know, for your dreams to manifest.
Yeah, I really like a vision board. I mean, I've done it all with my team in January, and I think a lot of them thought I was cuckoo for doing it. And I was like, trust me, like, let's just do it, like, put out what you want to achieve this year. And it's what we're filming this in February, and they've already started ticking off what was on the board a month ago. Because they want to take action with what they've put down. So it definitely helps. And even from a business point of view, like, if I've got a coaching client and they're doing really well and they share their wins with me, and then I get really excited and I think, oh, I can't believe I've helped them make that much money or change their business, whatever. Then you'll get someone else contact you and go, oh my God, Kate, like, this is my win for today. Or someone else will want to sign up. And it's just like a snowball effect. It's actually incredible.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, that's another thing too, is with the vision boards that kind of came to me, is, you know, they're also a really good tool for just getting clarity. Because I think that's another thing that blocks people from manifesting is they, you know, they're kind of like all over the place. And, you know, like one minute they want it, the next minute they're like, oh no, it, you know, I don't really want that. And, you know, part of the reason I think why people even change their beliefs is because, you know, they're, your self-esteem, your self-worth, kind of, you know, it changes based on how you feel that day. And so some days, you know, you really feel like, hey, I'm on top of the world. I'm willing to do this. I'm committed. And then other days, you know, like, oh, I'm not sure if that's really important to me. And it's like, of course it's important to you. You wouldn't have put that out there if it wasn't that important. But, so that is one other useful thing with the vision board is it reminds you. It's like, oh yeah, I did say that I want this. And this is, I am committed to this. I am clear that that is what I want.
If anyone is listening and they haven't even thought about doing this process before, they've heard of manifestation, but haven't done it. What would you say should be like their first steps?
Well, the first thing I believe is just really learning about the law of attraction to begin with. I mean, like even just getting a copy of my book and to learn about like what, you know, the real law of attraction, you know, the real practical steps that you need to take. That's one of the things that I've heard so many people. It's like, oh my God, I didn't realize what, you know, how negative my thoughts were. And most people, they're just not aware. And so it's going to open you up to really understanding how your thoughts work. So, you know, that being aside, if you've already done, you know, that you've already kind of done your homework, you know, is to really like get clear on what it is that you want, get crystal clear, write it down, write a desire and intention statement, make a commitment that you're going to bring that about. And then every day, just spend some time, rereading your goal, rereading your desire statement, using the power of visualization every day to just imagine yourself, feel yourself having that, and then really just tap into your intuition and just let yourself do the things that come up for you that say, you know, that say, okay, you know, Victoria, go and do this. And, you know, like if you are hearing something three times and you haven't done it yet, you know, that's kind of a hint that like, that's something that you're supposed to be taking action on.
I love that. I think that will help a lot of people to get started. So just for fun, before I let you go then, do you have any personal stories about manifestation that's happened to you, or maybe you've heard from someone else?
Yeah, I personally, you know, I've used it for so many things. I'm just trying to think of like the one story. It has to do with my husband, actually, the way that we ended up together. So, you know, first of all, I kind of manifested him because we had met during a time when, you know, I was dating multiple people on Match.com. This is like back, you know, in the early 2000s. And so, you know, we went out on three dates. And I kind of cut it off with him a little too soon. It was a little premature that we cut it off, and I just continued dating. And I got to this point where I got really frustrated with the whole, you know, dating scene. And I actually started listening to this program that I had created a long time ago called Attract Your Soulmate. And out of the blue, I had sent this email out and it was a mass email to get people to watch my, I was in a karaoke contest on TV. And so, you know, it was really impersonal, but he responded to that email only within like this was like a few days after I listened to that program. And he responded to the email and he said, you know, hey, if you're, you know, if you're free, I'd love to get together with you for dinner. And this is like 6 months after we had you know, like kind of called it quits. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, okay. So we got together, for dinner, and we like started dating from that moment on exclusively. Well, then we went through our little rocky road, and moved all a couple places in the country. But we, you know, we like got, we broke up a couple times. We got, you know, engaged, we got unengaged. So here's where like the real crazy part starts happening. In 2007, beginning of 2007, I, put it out there, that I wanted to, you know, get re-engaged again. I was like ready. And I, you know, I said by the end of May, we'll get engaged. And I made a vision board. I started visualizing it. I did all this stuff. And a couple months later, he, you know, sits me down and he says, hey, I know that you, you know, want to get engaged and everything, but I don't ever see that happening. And so, I, you know, we can date, we can just stay together, but you know, so I broke up with him. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, this must be the universe telling me that it's not him. Cause I had been like working really hard. He didn't know anything about this. I was working really hard on visualizing every day. And it's like, you know, so I just felt super confident that this was just going to happen. It just wasn't him, it, you know, and like we'd been together like 3.5 years. So it hurt to break mm-hmm. up, like for sure. But it was just like, I was just so trusting and just so willing to just like let it go and go with the flow. And obviously it's just not right. And fast forward to like less than 3 months later, after I'd been, you know, doing all this visualization of just changing the, you know, letting it go, letting him go, but just changing the whole picture. Less than 3 months later, we run into each other. He sits me down and tells me how he's been thinking about me and everything. And so then a week later, he set up a time for me to meet him on the beach. And it was May 24th, 2007. He proposed to me and we got married a year later. And so we'll be celebrating our 15-year wedding anniversary this May.
Oh, I love that. It just gave me goosebumps.
Isn't that crazy? And so like, you know, it's like most people either would have like just hung on, you know, to that, you know, relationship the way that it was or whatever, you know, and it's like, you know, so that's like the whole, that's the magic, you know, like that's the, you know, that's the magical part of it. I kept, you know, doing the visualization. I came to the party. I let him go. I did the hard work. I, you know, and, you know, it's, and I've got a bunch of other like kind of stories like that, you know, just how I manifested my dream house. And
well, I've got a couple, you know, and it's not until things happen you think, oh my God, I actually done that. So my partner, my fiance now, I remember seeing his picture from his sister-in-law on her phone. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, I'm going to marry him. And she was just laughed. I was like, I'm telling you now, that's my husband. And she was like, whatever. And I literally remember taking pictures, like screenshots off her phone. I sent it to my mom and I was like, this is going to be my husband. Just so happens we're now engaged. And then I've always visioned my dream house, always. Mm-hmm. And I remember what it looked like, and I saw this driveway and all of that stuff. And then when I come to view the property that I'm living in now, I remember driving up and I was like, I feel like I've been here, like this is really weird. And it's over the years, this is what I've been thinking, that where I want to live, and now I'm living here. So it's just little things like that. It's literally magic.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
we manifested our dream house like 2 years ago, and it was so bizarre, and it was like such perfect timing because, you know, if I had done it the way that I had it in my head, because I was saying, that, you know, we were not going to be in a position to, you know, make a down payment or, you know, get the dream house. you know, until like 6 months or so from the moment that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And, but then our landlord, kind of had other, you know, he had other plans. He needed his house back that we were renting. And so that kind of put us in an interesting situation. We were not even thinking like we were anywhere close to being ready. We weren't looking, we weren't, you know, doing anything. But as soon as that, you know, I had been like every night, you know, like looking online, you know, just dreaming, you know, just looking at, you know, like Zillow and looking just at all the, you know, places. And so like we locked in on our dream home. I mean, it's, you know, like I had always said that I wanted a $1 million house. You know, like that was going to be like the, mm-hmm. my first house. But then I started like looking at like, well, what is it that I actually want? You know, I want this many square feet. I want this many bedrooms. I want, you know, 2-story, blah, blah, blah. And so the way that I described my dream house was that, and this house is all the features that I said that I wanted. And it just wouldn't have happened if, you know, we wouldn't have been just like open to that opportunity, mm-hmm. when something seemingly bad was happening. It was actually really good. And it was really good because right after we bought this house, interest rates skyrocketed and the value of the house, you know, went up like 50% over 50%.
Wow.
And, you know, and so if we had waited until we were ready, we would not be able to be in this house like this, you know, we wouldn't have been able to get this much home for, you know, for what we're paying. And so it was interesting. That was a very interesting story.
Yeah, you just got to take things when they come and just take the directions that life's meant to take you on and be open for that, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So where can people connect and also purchase your books?
Yeah, so they can reach me on my website, Victoria. mgallagher.com, and there, you know, there's links to my books, my app, my courses, you know, life coaching, you name it. And they can get my book on Amazon, so you can go to Amazon and just, you know, type in Practical Law of Attraction and you'll find it there.
Perfect. I will put the links in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode as much as us, please make sure you share and tag us on socials. And Victoria, thank you so much for coming on and giving up your time today.
Hi, I'm Demi.
And I'm Rachel.
We are two friends who joined forces in 2020 to create Lash & Brow Lab, a specialist lash and brow salon in Battersea.
Lash & Brow Lab is the home of our combined 10 plus years of expertise, where our sole aim is to offer you bespoke top tier treatments that make you feel truly special.
Follow us on Instagram at Lash & Brow Lab Clapham.
Or check out our website, www.lashbrowlab.co.uk.